You're listening to Hottery Humble.
No howling, only wooing.
Let's go, Hawks! Let's go!
Welcome to episode 34 of the Hard to Be Humble podcast. My name is Tommy Stickle, and of course, I am the humblest man on earth. Y'all all know that by now. And I'm joined, as always, by the greatest value, the man formerly known as Chad Graham, Chaz. How are you doing today, Chaz?
Chazzy Chaz. I'm good. I'm great. I'm at home still. How are you?
I'm good. I barbecued tonight. Have we had the barbecue discussion on the podcast yet?
Yeah, we have.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's an important.
I'm still bothered. You didn't barbecue, Tommy. We've talked about this.
I
didn't barbecue.
I did not. I Webered on my Weber grill. I grilled on my Weber. Isn't that Weber?
Was there
not the brand? Yeah. And it was great. Charcoal, fantastic dogs, burgers. Kids loved
it. Was any barbecue sauce involved?
Absolutely zero. No barbecue sauce.
You didn't barbecue then.
I didn't.
Cut that out.
But people call that. What'd you do in your backyard? I grilled. I charcoaled.
I feel like I've grilled more the past 2 weeks than I have in like the past year. It's been a lot.
Good life.
Also, yeah, it's good food. Also, good news came out today. I don't know if you saw it. Michael Jordan, the documentary.
I was waiting
for
this.
It's coming out. April 19th, Tommy. Instead of a June release, there will be two episodes, April 19th, that are going to be aired on ESPN. And then every week, they're going to be releasing two episodes. So good news, bad news. The good news is it's early. The bad news is slightly disappointed I can only watch two episodes at a time. And I have to wait a week.
Just be thankful, Chad. You get this. That's the takeaway.
I know. I'm trying to have my cake and eat it too, but I'm very excited. Go ahead.
With that release schedule, it almost seems like we should do some kind of reactions, you know, maybe to each episode or something like that on the podcast, but might not be for everyone though. That might be extra special content, or maybe not.
Yeah.
I don't know. We still haven't decided, but I think that could be pretty fun to do some Michael Jordan documentary reactions.
Ooh.
I'd watch it with you.
Have you
from the lover, from the lover boy of Michael Jordan, and also from the what would you call me? I don't know. I'm not a skeptic of Michael Jordan. What would you call me, Chad, towards Michael?
You're just middle of the road. He's fine. He's good, but whatever.
I can analytically say he's the greatest basketball player that's ever lived up to this point. I can say that analytically, but that does nothing for me. It does nothing for me.
You don't care.
Yeah, exactly. He's really good.
Have you been to this Tiger King? Have you been sucked in yet?
Not yet.
Not phased?
Not yet.
Are
you
fighting
it? Not really. I've just... passions or my efforts have been elsewhere. Pretty much at Ozark.
Yeah.
Been watching that. Yeah. Better Call Saul. And then
Tiger King is it's so stupid, but it's so funny and entertaining.
You can't not watch it.
You have to watch it.
Yeah.
You gotta watch it.
I've already seen enough on social media that people are freaking out about it. Of course I will watch it to stay up with popular culture. I feel like you have to.
I'm on the last episode tonight. Last one.
Good luck. Hopefully it lives up to your expectations.
Zero expectations. That's what made it for me, is that I knew it was going to be terrible, and it was. And I love it.
I'm going in knowing it's terrible and just laugh at it. Okay, so I keep seeing pictures of the main guy. Okay, I don't even know his name. Okay, who is he like? Is he like anyone else before? Make a comp.
He's a combination of like Joe Dirt, and there's just so many. He's his own person.
Got it. Well, that's probably what makes it special, is he's his own person.
Yeah. I don't want to ruin anything. Yeah, but it's about five polarizing characters into one.
But Joe Dirt is the first thing that came out of your lips, so I'm going with that. That's the top. He's the most. He's 20% Joe Dirt. Maybe
25%. Yeah, I don't want to say any more to ruin it, but okay. You'll be disappointed either way.
So got it. Well, all right. Well, I've got something important to share with all of you listening.
Serious time.
It's kind of serious, but it's actually absolutely not serious. So, as everyone knows, there's no sports going on right now, and it's kind of great, but also kind of terrible at the same time. It's great because we can focus our efforts on other things, and it's terrible because we love sports, and we wanted to see what was going to happen with the Razorback basketball team and the baseball team. Don't get to see that anymore. But I'm going to say this. This will be our last podcast for a little while, okay? Me and Chad aren't going to keep rolling out podcasts and just kind of making up content for a little while. I'm not exactly sure. There's a lot of ideas floating through my brain and Chad's as well.
A lot going on up there.
You know, like I said, we might come back in like a month and do something with the Michael Jordan documentary. We might do, I don't know, there's a lot of ideas I've thought about, but for now, we're going to take a little break. We're going to kind of, you know, catch our breath. One thing I plan on doing is redoing maybe the logo, kind of getting some getting some new graphics going on. Probably redo a little of the intro music, maybe some of our songs and some of that fun stuff that we do. This will just kind of give me some time to not have to focus on doing the content and just kind of maybe some things behind the scenes. But we have a lot of ideas, but we need you right now. We need you. If you like this podcast, even a little bit, including if you think we are sometimes funny, some of the time, sort of, I want your feedback. Okay. If you're listening to this, we need you. I get feedback from Andy from Memphis, and that's about it. Okay. And I need more feedback from y'all. More people than that listen to this thing, and I want to know who you are. I don't really even know who listens to it, to be honest. Y'all don't make yourself known to me. We need to know. We need to know who's listening, right, Chad? Do you want to know who's listening?
Yeah, I want to know.
And yeah, I want to be honest. The people listening right now, y'all are the OGs. Y'all are the people that I care about the most. Y'all are awesome. That's how I feel.
Same.
And if the podcast grows bigger, that's great. But guess what? The people right now are the people that are going to decide what we do. Not those people later. Forget those people. People right now. The listeners right now are who we care about. So here's what I want to know. Here's what I want to know from you. I want to know what you're interested in this show becoming. So I'm going to give you a few ideas. You just keep some mental notes here. If you'd like us to have more guests, let us know, okay?
I like guests. That's fun.
If you'd like us to not focus so much on like reacting to the latest news and like watching a game and then telling us how they feel about the game, all that kind of stuff. Literally the thing that every Arkansas Razorback podcast basically does to some extent, and kind of shift from more that reaction style to more like what I would call it timeless style of just, instead of just reacting to what's new, like maybe reliving like old seasons and going through and literally reliving those, whether that's watching games, kind of giving reactions to those games way back when, just kind of pulling you back in the loop, just stuff that's more timeless. Maybe we go over stuff like the top 10 most handsome Razorbacks of all time. You know, nobody's doing that list, but we'll do that list, won't we, Chad?
Yeah.
Maybe. It's kind of a weird one, but if you're more interested in that type of content, just let us know. Or, you know, another big one that I'm curious about is hockey content. I don't think there is any podcast I don't even think there's really any media coverage, so to speak, of hockey. So that is something we could give more hockey content, I think. So let us know if you want more hockey, because we could really dive in, I think, pretty deep with hockey. I just have this feeling, if you want it. Now, I know not everybody likes hockey, but I don't know if everyone that listens to this podcast are those people that love it. That's what I want to know. So there's two ways I want you to give me this feedback, okay? One, you can DM me on Twitter. Just DM me. Or you don't even have to DM me. You
slide
can just tweet
there.
Me, okay? I think I know about 5 people on Twitter that I'm pretty sure listen to almost every episode. That's it. Way more people listen to this podcast than 5 people. So that's why I want to know who you are. And in fact, there's one person listening who I'm dying to figure out, because I'm pretty sure they listen to absolutely every episode, and they live in Oregon, and they live in one, and they live in a town that I don't know. I think it's called Boardman, Oregon. Okay. Don't make yourself known publicly, but literally there's only been one town that all of the listeners in Oregon have come from, 100%. So I know there is one person in Oregon, the state of Oregon, that's listened to every single thing we've done, and I don't know who you are. I haven't found somebody from Oregon on Twitter or anything. I want to know who you are. So if you're not on Twitter, that's okay too. Here's your solution. Just email the podcast, hardtobehumblepodcast@gmail.com. Easy. hardtobehumblepodcast@gmail.com. Okay, that's it.
Hey, shout out to Oregon though. Come on.
Yeah, and I just want to know who you are. Just let me know who you are. And if you have any opinions about that stuff, by all means share. But I just really want to get, I want to get intimate. Said that was too strong, Chad. Yeah. I need to back off that. I just want to get to know you a little bit, and I want to know where you hang out. So if you don't hang out on Twitter, I want to know if you're like on Facebook or if you're on Instagram or wherever you hang out. I want to be
coffee
there
shops.
Because these are the people that matter. The people listening to this Walmart. One are the ones we care about, Chad. Coffee shops, Walmart. I don't know. Let's think of more virtual.
Oh, virtual. Less,
yeah. More like, you know, maybe not Twitter. I don't know. Y'all know what I'm saying. So reach out. Okay.
MySpace,
maybe. So DM me on Twitter, or you can always just, whatever, write me. What do you say? At me on Twitter. Let me know you listen. Let me know your thoughts.
Do you have a P.O. box? We need to get a P.O. box.
How expensive is that, Chad? Or P.O.? Surely that's expensive. Surely that costs money.
It probably is.
I feel like that's unnecessary.
It's true.
Maybe. But if you...
But you could have a P.O. Have you ever had a P.O. box?
No.
Do people have P.O. boxes?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's what
I remember my dad would go to the post office to get his mail and his P.O. box. Like, why are we doing this?
That is a good point. I know why some people do it, but I don't know why other people do it. Like my grandparents have that. Yeah, exactly. It's like, no, we don't want them to know where I live exactly. So just send it to a box at the post office. Like, does it really matter that they know? Do you think it comes up from a paranoia place?
This just now hit me. P.O. boxes, people use those.
I guess if you move a lot, it's kind of convenient, but you still probably have to live in the same area. You know, you wouldn't want to live too far away from your P.O. box.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Ugh. I hate walking to my mailbox to get the mail. I can't imagine going to the...
It's like one of my favorite things all day. It's like when I get outside. It's great. I get my vitamin D, some sunshine, maybe some rain. It's great.
So let us know who you are. I want to know too. Not just Tommy. Tommy will share it. I want to know who you are.
I want to give shout outs to you. I want to love on you virtually a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Not like weird, but just like, hey, you're our pals. You're our OGs. You know, if the show grows more, great. But realistically, I want it to be what y'all want it to be. You're the people I care about. So thank you for being here. We really appreciate you. And we've got a lot of ideas, like I said, but I don't know. You know, I just don't feel 100% convicted one way or the other. We just want to do what y'all want to do. So let me know. If we get some feedback, fantastic.
I like it.
All right, Chad. Well, let's get into our topic. I know what you're going. You want some more?
I want some more of it. I tried so hard. I can't rise above it. Don't know how to deal with them predators going, but I like it. I'm done.
Okay. couldn't finish the last two sentences there. Well, we are getting into our topic for today, Chad. Our topic for today, I feel like this was a good one to kind of leave as kind of our last podcast for a while. And it is 2020/2021 predictions.
Yes.
Okay. So Chad and I are going to do our way too early predictions for next football season, maybe some predictions for basketball season. And maybe some predictions that are just kind of weird, but we're going to do it anyways. So let's start
out
with
the best kind.
Let's do the weird one. Absolutely first. Chad, here's the weird one. Okay. Let's predict. You tell me, Chad, what career in 5 years will Adriel Bailey be doing? 5 years, fast forward 5 years. Adriel Bailey, what's he doing, Chad?
In 5 years or like right out of the gate, what's he doing?
Either way you want to take it, but I specifically asked you 5 years from now.
I go with what you were thinking. Into this.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a PE coach, 100%. Can you imagine Adriel Bailey be just a PE teacher?
That'd be fantastic.
He's just gonna be crushing it,
man.
High school PE teacher.
That would be great. I can see it. I can see it, man. That's a good one. I was going to go with like a personal trainer or kind of like a gym guy. Like maybe
Yeah.
Maybe he's kind of like some kind of fitness instructor or something. I don't know.
But I like that. Zumba?
PE teacher way better. That's the answer.
Great. Like, I feel he's a sports management and recreation major.
Really? I didn't even look this deeply. Yeah. So this is awesome that you did. Man, what the research.
I feel like he's going to try, like, not saying he couldn't. He could be a coach, but I just don't think he's going to like it. I feel like his passion is going to be into younger kids and, like, helping them grow and mature. And he's going to find – he may coach some, like, high school level, but he's going to really like the PE teacher. You don't think he's going to coach at the high school level?
I can't see him being a coach. I think he's too nice and, like, funny. You can't be funny and be a coach. You've got to be awful and be a coach.
He'd be a great PE teacher.
I agree. That's perfect, man. All right, let's do some other seniors. Okay, let's do Mr. Jimmy Witt Jr. What's Jimmy he going to be doing? He's got a future. Jimmy Witt's got a future, I think.
He does. But then again, he might be
wasting away all his time and effort right now on video games.
Yeah.
But then again, maybe that turns into a thing. I don't know.
He also a sports management major, popular one across the team. Okay. I feel like he's going to try to play pro. It's not going to work out. Sorry, Jimmy. He's going to be a D2 basketball coach. He's going to be good.
D2. I like that.
Because you look at him, he was kind of our floor general. He knew his role. Everyone respected him. He's serious and, like, he knows the game. And he's going to get a lot out of people who aren't as gifted, kids who aren't as gifted at the D2 level. He's going to get a lot out of them.
Like it. I like that.
Yeah. Do a good job.
Yeah. I disagree. I think he'll have 2 years of professional ball. 2 years.
Overseas or here?
Something. Yeah. Overseas, probably. I could see him liking going overseas. He seems kind of intellectual. I view him as an intellectual guy. Kind of like I read books and I like it kind of guy. Like, he likes to think deeply about some things. And so I'm going out on a limb here. I'm going out on a big limb. In fact, this is probably completely impossible.
Author.
Ooh, I didn't think about that. I was going, I could see him being a clinical psychologist. I could see him sitting, like, dressed in kind of like a nice suit, legs crossed in a nice leather chair, just observing and listening to someone just talk and just taking notes and just diagnosing them and just knowing you know what I'm saying? That's what I could see him doing. Just his eyes just staring into their soul. That's what I see him doing. But I don't think he's on the right path with his sports management degree for that. But hey, maybe he gets his, maybe he comes back, gets some graduate work in, and that's where he goes. All right. So finally, Chad, the man of the basketball season, our favorite, Gene Tall Silla. Gosh. What's he got in his future?
He's a garbage man because he's garbage. No, I'm just kidding.
Man, that's harsh.
He's a communications major.
Communications.
Well, he's a grad transfer. So he actually graduated from Fort Atlantic with communications. And he's getting his master's at University of Arkansas in lifetime learning and adult education. So here's what Gene Tall is going to be. He's going to be a community college, assistant professor. I don't know, like the librarian, not the professor. He's going to be like a librarian at a community college. He's going to.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Like, you know, when the librarian, the communications person, like, wheels in the TV, like, for you to watch a video when you're in high school.
Yeah.
He's going to be wheeling in those videos to watch videos, for communications, for community college. That's what he's going to be doing, lifetime learning.
Man, we view them very much in the education field, apparently. It seems like that there's a lot to that. Interesting.
I could also see him being a janitor at a community college.
He'd be a something really great in a community janitor. College. He is community college bound. Yeah. I could see it. He'll probably go back to his home country, I think.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Maybe he stays, but I think he goes back to his home country. And I don't even remember what it is. And I think he
from Haiti?
I think he becomes president of his home country. That's what I'm going with. He's got the education. He's learned the people skills. He's communications major. He knows how to talk to people. He's going to be set. He's got the country is his oyster. He's ready to roll, man. He's going to
He knows about lifetime learning and adult education. So
that's right. Lifetime learners. He's going to make that whole country lifetime learners. It's going to be great.
What's Mason Jones? Mason Jones. He's not a senior, but he's gone.
But he's gone, which is absolutely what Manny Watkins said.
He did.
And Manny was right. Hashtag. So what will Mason do? He says he wants to be an actor, which I can't see him being an actor. He'll play professional ball for 6 years, but not in the NBA necessarily. But 6 years. I'm going 6 year professional career.
Two.
Wow, that's short, man.
He's going to give up after he's overseas for 2 years and be like, I think he deserves to be in the NBA.
I think he gets drafted.
That's harsh.
I think he gets drafted. So I don't think he's going immediately overseas, but we'll see. And then what does Mason do after that? What do I see Mason doing? What fits? Let me think.
Yeah.
I feel like he's going to open up a restaurant with his money.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just going to pay someone to manage it. He's going to be a restaurant owner. He'll make a little money, open up a... I could see him doing barbecue, like a really nice barbecue restaurant.
Because we've already been talking about barbecue. He's opening a Chinese restaurant. That's what he's doing. Chinese buffet.
Ooh.
Mason's Chinese buffet.
I love Chinese buffet. Man, I feel like if you grow up in a moderately sized town in Arkansas, you love Chinese buffet.
Oh, yeah.
And then you move to
a bigger city,
and it's like there's none. You would never eat at a Chinese buffet here. I would never, because you're like, eh. Mm-mm. No, but there's something about the Chinese buffets and like the moderate, you know, and when I say moderate, it's like if your town is, you know, 20 to 50,000. You love Chinese buffet, even a little bit smaller than that.
Even smaller. Oh yeah. 10,000.
Yeah. 10. Yeah. Big deal. You love the Chinese buffet.
Like that's the Friday night go-to spot.
So good. Shout out to old school Hunan in Paragould. That they were awesome when I was growing. I don't even know if Hunan's still there, but, it was awesome. They would play hymns, like Christian hymns, but instrumental versions of them while you ate.
Nice.
And it was peaceful.
Classy.
Yeah, so it was just Hunan, man. Hunan.
I agree with you on the Mason prediction. I am right in line. He is definitely going to open a restaurant.
Probably
I'd
sports
go.
Theme somehow.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into some football talk, Chad.
Football.
Okay, where do you want to start? Do you want to start with starters? Your predictions on starters, or do you want to go straight into the schedule and predict some wins and losses and all that jazz?
We're not, you know, like you just naming key starters, or you want to name like the
I've got the full starting depth chart.
Felipe Franks is the QB.
It's much easier than you think, Chad. I'm just going to be honest. Okay, let's
Rakeem
just
Boyd.
Do it. Yeah,
Felipe
Boyd.
Franks.
Yep.
All Trey right. Knox, Treylon Burke.
Yep. Who's the third wide receiver? Mike Woods.
Jared Cornelius. Just kidding.
It's Mike Woods, man. Mike Woods, easy. Who's the tight end? I actually forgot about this for a little bit, and then I saw it, and I was like, oh, yeah.
Henry.
Yeah. Hudson Henry.
Hud.
I think. Yeah, that sounds right. Mm-hmm. Okay, O-line, probably more the question mark, but I think Ty Clary, Ricky Stromberg, you know, easy. Dalton Wagner, right tackle. Probably Myron Cunningham at left tackle. And then I'm gonna pencil in Shane Clinton as the left guard. That's what I think. Or Stromberg.
Sleeper.
But looking at the roster, I do think we have O-line depth. We have a lot of bodies. And it's really hard to decide, to really tell who's going to... There's so many of them. I feel like there is a ton of beef.
But do they weigh the most in the SEC? Do they weigh more than NFL linemen?
Exactly.
That was the dumbest stat.
That was so
stat ever.
Overused,
that was
man.
The worst.
That
we
was
saw
the Mason Jones
game.
Used to be fat. Of the you know of that season, just yes. You heard it every game.
Every game, here is the average.
And it was like the San Diego. It was like the Razorbacks and the San Diego Chargers were next or something. You know, it was like even pro teams. And I'm like, this can't be good. It's not. If it were good, then everybody'd be doing this. But our O-line actually was good with Tritola and all those big boys.
Yeah, fine.
I think we've got beef. It's going to just be plug. There's just tons of guys. But, Chad, so looking at that offense, you've got Felipe Franks.
Felipe.
Pretty good QB.
Was that your QB pick?
Oh, yeah. I think that's pretty easy. I mean, if it's not. I think Trelon, I think that's how you say his name, Smith. Trelon Smith, he was the guy who transferred in from, I think, Arizona or Arizona State, one of the two. Didn't play last year, but he's going to be RB2. He's going to be the guy, and he's going to be, I think he's kind of an X factor guy. I think he's going to be big.
KJ's QB2.
Oh, I'm not saying QB, I'm saying running back.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, yeah. KJ's definitely the second QB for running back. You got Boyd, Trelon Smith. He's going to be the other guy that comes in. And I think Boyd, man. He's going to have a big year, Chad. It's going to be up there in one of the best running back seasons of all time. It's going to be up there.
No.
It's going to be up there. No. Yes, it will.
No, you're over. He's a good running back. He's going to run. He'll rush for over 1,000 yards.
That would be one of the best of all time, Chad. But I expect it to be even a little bit better than that.
Hold on. We've had a lot of 1,000-yard rushers. I mean, we've had, top 10. It'd be a top 10 season.
That's basically what I'm alluding to. I'm not meaning he's going to be like.
I thought you were saying like this like, was
number one, but it's going to be for sure a top 10 season. Hey there, this is Tommy cutting in, editing this podcast to cut in with some stats about the Arkansas Razorbacks' most rushing yards in a single season. So let's begin. Number one. Darren McFadden, 2007, rushed for 1,830 yards. Number two, Darren McFadden, 2006, rushed for 1,647. Next, Alex Collins with a very underrated 2015, rushing for 1,577. Next, Madre Hill at 1,387. Then Raleigh Williams III. Next, Niall Davis. Next, Cedric Cobbs. Dickie Morton back in 1973 is next. And if Rakeem Boyd rushes for 1,200 yards this upcoming season, which is what I think I want to predict at, that would put him at number 9 all time in a single season. Rakeem Boyd, you can do it. I love you. Back to the show. He's going to be a beast. He's going to be very, very, very good. I'm so excited. He's going to be good. It's going to be awesome watching Rakeem Boyd. And I think Felipe Franks can get the ball to Burks, Trey Knox. They're going to be better.
Felipe is going to be average to slightly below average. And just because of what we've gone through the past 2 years, we're not changing quarterbacks. I guarantee it. Even as bad as Felipe is going to be at times.
What do you consider average? Like average to what?
Average to like he's SEC? Not going to make big plays.
Or like SEC caliber, like when you stack them up, like average in the SEC. Because that's actually pretty good if he were average in the SEC. Okay, so you're more referring to like kind of an average D1 type of quarterback?
I still feel like we benchmark all of our QBs to our Bobby Petrino QBs, right? Like Ryan Mallett and Tyler Wilson in his heyday. Like that's like the standard. For me, like for Razorback fans, I feel like everyone expects like a Ryan Mallett or a Tyler Wilson, even Brandon Allen at times.
Yeah, Brandon Allen had his moments.
Yeah, we expect that. And now, like you're not going to, he's going to be worse than Casey Dick. He's going to be, I don't know. He's going to be underwhelming. Like he's going to miss some big throws.
How much Felipe Franks have you watched?
You ready for this?
Yep.
Zero.
Zero. Okay. So there's that.
Because, now, you know my gut, and you know how right it is.
Sometimes.
I don't care.
I don't think it's right about football. It's right about basketball, oddly.
I don't care how good a quarterback you are in the past. You come in here and play, and you put on that Razorback jersey. There's too much history. There's too much karma, and there's too much just bad voodoo that comes with it right now. So
I like your point about we do have a lineage still of the Mallets, the Tyler Wilsons. It's just some really talented quarterback play. And we almost think that's the norm, and it's not the norm. That was really good quarterback play. And Brandon Allen had a bad season, Bielema's first season, I believe, is the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
But then when Dan Enos came, he got really good. And he had some really good. And Austin Allen had, I think, one pretty good season. And since then, you know, we haven't had a quarterback. I think Felipe Franks won't be as good as the. He won't be like throw for 500 yards, 400 yards. No. He'll be the 200 to 350 yards a game type of quarterback. Throw two touchdowns, probably one interception, maybe zero. In his worst games, he'll throw two. That kind of quarterback, maybe three touchdowns, but it won't be like gunslinger type. I do think he'll run with his legs. He's kind of a faster than you'd think, but still kind of tall. Like he's a tall quarterback. I think he's 6'5 or 6'6. But he can kind of move a little bit. It's a little awkward, but that's going to be a component of his game. Kind of this running the ball. You know, he can get some first downs with his legs, and he will. So what that equals, I think, is pretty average, but I think that's going to be enough for us. I think it's going to be enough for us to make Trey Knox and Treylon Burks feel like threats.
You want a bold prediction?
I think they will feel like threats, which is big.
You want a bold prediction?
Yep.
Felipe doesn't throw for over 300 yards in a game all season next year.
Is that too bold?
That's too bold.
It's not too bold. I mean, if you look at his stats from Florida, which I did yesterday, he might have had a couple games where he did that, but a lot of times he didn't. Like, that just wasn't what they were trying for.
That would surprise a lot of people if you said the quarterback is not going to throw for more than 300 yards.
Yes, I totally agree with that. Most people think 300 is like your baseline. Like, yeah, you should throw for 300 yards. It's not going to be that. It's going to be much more of a balance. It's going to be a lot of rushing. It's going to be 50-50. Mm-hmm. It's going to be... You know, I don't know. You're right. I think you're right on that. He probably will have a game where he gets 300, but I like the bold call. It could happen. That is bold.
A bit bold.
X factors, Chad, on offense. I think these dudes, to be honest, I don't even know where they're at exactly, but they're still on the roster, and they intrigue me. De'Veon Warren and TJ Hammonds. Those guys that have been X factors for like 10 years.
Is he really still on the roster?
Yes.
TJ is not.
Yes.
He has to be like a seventh year.
Yeah, I think he's senior. Like fifth or sixth year senior redshirt. He's got them all. He's got every. So I'm like, how? We got to do something with these guys, right?
I've heard so many good things about TJ Hammonds. And he'd have like a couple good runs. And then like you just wouldn't see him again.
I know. It's one of those. Doing? I saw him on the roster yesterday and I was like, I hope this isn't a typo because he's still on there. And I could look really dumb. And for all I know, he's shifted positions because it's whatever wasn't working very well. But those dudes intrigue me. They're older dudes. And I think that they're going to try to use them somehow. But I don't really know. I just kind of confused. They're like wild cards. I have no idea what's going to happen with those guys.
I'm trying to think of an example of like a player who's been on the team for that long, had that much hype, not hype, just been kind of talked
always
up
talked
a lot.
About. Yeah.
And then like, maybe his last year just like outperform. Have you ever, I can't think of anyone who's just like just blown it out of the water, just saving it for his last year. Like if he's got it, he's got it.
That's a good point. I mean,
but he's made good plays in the past. Then you just don't see him though. So I don't know.
I'd have to think like deeply about that.
I remember like even War Memorial, he'd have like a run for 30 yards or something. I'm like, all right, here we go. He's in the playbook. Like, and then you just don't see him.
Yeah, and then he's gone. At half, he's like doesn't come back out on the field, and you're like, what happened? Just nothing good. So we'll see what happens with those guys. For all I know, they might be, and their leg could be falling off for all I know right now, but they're at least on the roster still, so hopefully they can suit up next fall. It's going to be weird. It's going to be a weird year with all the weirdness going on right now. I don't know if that works for us or against us. I'm guessing it's going to work against us, but who knows? Who knows?
Nothing works for us.
Yeah, I don't know. We're in the same boat as a lot of other teams. I can say that. So that'll be good in theory. All right, defense, Chad. So let's see. So who can you name that you know
Bumper.
For sure is going to be a starter? Bumper Pool,
Bumper
definitely.
Busta. Santos Ramirez.
Nope, gone. Busta Brown, Monteric Brown at cornerback. Mm-hmm. Going to be good. Got a transfer in Jerry Jacobs from ASU, which everybody is going to crap on because it's ASU and we don't want their guys, but he's going to be fine, I think. Jarquez McClellan, you remember that guy last year? Good cornerback. Hopefully he doesn't see the field a lot, but he might. But I'm guessing that Busta and Jerry Jacobs are going to be our starters there. We also have the transfer in Levi Draper. He's going to be starting at linebacker for sure from Oklahoma. And then you've got probably some tandem like Grant Morgan or the other older Henry, not
special teams Henry.
Yeah, Hayden Hudson.
He'd play a lot on special teams.
Yeah.
Plays.
You know, Grant, the Morgan and the Henry, they're both going to be like seniors, so they're probably our best options in another linebacker spot. And then I think we'll have Greg Brooks Jr. to come in like nickel packages. Safeties, Joe Fouché, he'll be back there.
Bob.
And then Bobby
Fouché.
Mama say that happiness is from magic rays of sunshine that come down when you're feeling blue.
And then I think Jalen Catalon will be our other safety. As long as he doesn't tweak a leg or something, he's going to be good. I'm excited to see Jalen back there. That's my prediction. And then D-line, we got the new Xavier Kelly transferring from Clemson. He'll be starting. We've got Dorian Gerald, the dude who got hurt last year, was supposed to be a senior. He'll be back. And then for like our defensive tackles, Jonathan Marshall, he's a redshirt senior. He's the dude that could like bench more than they could put on the bar. You know what I'm saying? Like they were talking about how strong he was, but never even really played that much last year. Anyways, he'll probably be starting. He's big. He's strong. And then I'm guessing that Isaiah Nichols will be the other starter on the D-line. But we actually have quite a few bodies there on the D-line as well. So we could see some shifting around there. We'll probably rotate a lot of guys.
Hmm.
Does that excite you, Chad, that defense?
No. No. Not at all. Underwhelming.
there's some little, it is not going to be a great, it's not going to be an average SEC. It's still going to be a bottom-ish SEC defense, but I think it'll be better than previous years. We got some talent there. Bumper, Draper, Buster Brown, Catalon, Fouché. I don't even know about Xavier Kelly. He could not be very good for all I know. I know he's like the Clemson guy, so everybody's excited about him. There's some guys there. There's some bodies. I'm kind of excited, but I think that will be the weak point. I think we're going to get scored on a lot this year. So let's jump into the schedule, Chad. All right. I've got it in front of me. I'm ready to roll. You ready to roll?
I am ready.
Game one, home, I'm so ready. Nevada. Win or loss?
W.
I got it as a W, too.
Whoop, but not by much.
Game two, at Notre Dame.
Loss.
Me too. Loss. Game three, at Mississippi State University, the now Mike Leach-led Mississippi State University. They're home, so win or loss, Chad?
Loss.
I got a loss, too.
Look at us.
Yep.
One or two.
So we all agree. So I'm just going to put check marks by what we agree. Next game, Jerry World, Texas A&M.
Loss.
Loss, definitely. So right now, we are... one win, three losses. We're 1-3, Chad.
Oh, man. We're going to feel so bad at that moment.
Yep, 1-3. Next game. So bad. Probably coming at a good time. We get to face old Charleston Southern at home.
After
W. Got it, too. So we're 2-3, Chad. Yes. Next game, Bama at home.
Loss.
Loss. Me, too. Got it. Next game, LSU at home.
Loss.
I got it, too. So what are we at right now?
Too easy.
So we are 1-2-3. We are 2-5. Chad.
2-5. Okay.
Are we down? Or, you know, we just played Bama. We just played LSU, played A&M, played Notre Dame, Mississippi State. That's a lot. That's a lot, man. We're 2-5. Then we get our bye. Okay, Chad. And I think here is where we start seeing the shift. We see a turn. Okay. We're 2-5.
Okay.
But you're probably going to be skeptical.
Here's where we're going to start disagreeing.
Okay. October 31st, okay. Halloween, Chad. Homecoming.
Ooh.
Halloween homecoming at home,
fun.
Obviously, because it's homecoming.
It's going to be fun.
Playing Tennessee.
Ooh.
That's a good game, Chad. That is a fantastic game. I'm excited about that game.
That will be fun, but lost.
We're coming off a bye, and I'll throw this in there. The game before they come and play us, they play Bama at home, okay?
Ooh.
The week before. So they're playing Bama at home. Imagine if they somehow win that game. We're going to beat them. We're going to beat them if they win
the
that game.
Stat of teams who the Bama hangover. Even
yep.
if, I mean,
it's not
they
a thing
lose,
anymore,
they get beat
really.
Up. It's not.
It was a thing at one point, but it's not anymore, I don't think.
Yeah. Like one season, I think it happened.
Yeah. I do
like
think
everyone who played Bama the following week lost or something.
Yeah. I'm thinking the Saban stuff. I think he's just, all his guys are gone. It feels like that's kind of sputtering a bit. So let's just imagine that Alabama goes up to Tennessee, their rival, and loses that game. Tennessee's coming off that victory. They beat Bama. I think they'll come into Fayetteville and lose. Homecoming, us off a bye that game. I could see that playing out, and it would be so awesome because you know why, Chad? We have really – Tennessee's just one of those teams that we can beat. That's the way I'd phrase it. We've had some bad luck in the past, but they're just not a scary team to play.
Homecoming doesn't mean anything. It doesn't.
People get pumped about homecoming, Chad. The crowd's nuts, man.
No, it's not.
I think
so. Well, it hasn't been in a while here, I guess, because we've been so bad.
Halloween, Chad.
Halloween. It'll be a fun game. I think they'll make it interesting, but lost.
I think we win that game. I'm gonna pencil in a W, and I don't feel good about it. Okay.
Don't feel good about it.
There's a lot of ifs that have to happen for mine to go correct. So you've got them at 2-6. I got them at 3-5. Okay. Next game at Auburn.
Loss.
I got that too. 2-7, Chad. 3-6. All right. We got three games left.
Yikes.
Three games Yikes. Left. Home game. Ole Miss playing Loss. In Fayetteville. You think we lose to Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin?
Yeah.
They're going to be just in the same boat we are. They don't have more talent than us, Chad. You just think Lane Kiffin is better. You think he's got something rolling?
I've seen this team the past 2 years. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Loss. I know. I feel like I just hurt your feelings
no.
with that statement.
Okay. I'm a bit torn myself. I think we win one of the two. I think we either beat Ole Miss or Tennessee. That's what I think. I don't know which one. It's kind of hard, but if we... But I'm going to call it a loss, but I would say if we lose to Tennessee, we'll win Ole Miss. So I'm going to kind of flip-flop, okay? So I'm going to call it a loss now if we beat the Tennessee. We lose to them. But if we had that first conference win. Yeah.
If it happens, it's going to be big.
Yeah. So I'm going to call that the
game. No one
will
care about
game.
Anything else.
But another really good game.
A conference game.
That game. Circle that game. Next game, Chad, Louisiana Monroe at home.
Ooh, win.
Okay.
So we break the two-game, the two-win streak.
Yikes.
Curse of two wins. We do it.
All right. So I'm at 4-7. You're at 3-8. Final game of the year at Arrowhead Stadium against Missouri with Eli Drinkwitz commanding them. Barry Odom and staff coming in for blood, coming in for revenge, Chad. It's going to be a battle, man. It's going to be a good game. I think the best games of the season are going to be Tennessee, Ole Miss, at Arrowhead. That game's going to be hype.
I didn't think about this game.
It's going to be out for blood, man. Eli's going to be there. Both teams are going to be at each other's throats, I think. Really, the coaches are going to be at each other's throats because it's a revenge. There's a lot of bad blood right now. Barry Odom's going to kill somebody.
My heart and my gut, they want to say loss immediately because we just witnessed the worst two-year span in Arkansas football history. Do you realize that? It was the worst two-year collective span in Arkansas football history.
I think it depends on who you want to blame on that, Chad. I think that's the key.
No, I'm just saying. That's what we're coming off of.
It definitely was the worst.
The worst two seasons ever.
But does past performance predict future success?
Well, when majority of those guys are on the team. I see what you're saying. But my point of view is that's where my stance is. I see, you know what? Let's get crazy. The only time we're not beating Tennessee or Ole Miss, the first conference win comes at Arrowhead against Missouri to close the season out.
So you think we're going to go, you're predicting, what is it? 4-8.
4-8. No, that's too many games. No, that's right. 4-8, yeah.
4-8. 4-8, Chad.
Math.
So in yours, we've beaten Nevada, Charleston Southern, Louisiana Monroe, and Mizzou.
Yep.
All right.
I feel good about that one.
And I think we beat Mizzou too. So I'm going 5-7, Chad. And it's gonna be
Tommy.
It's gonna be
on.
Similar. It's gonna be similar to Bobby Petrino's first year, where Casey Dick scored the touchdown against LSU, left the field a champion. If you remember the game, I'll never forget it. Casey Dick's crying. It's his last game. I feel like he's crying. I made up all this story in my head, but I think that's what it's going to be. We beat Mizzou. We get to 5 wins. We don't get a bowl, but we leave with our heads held high. It's a cool victory, and we're happy. That's my
going
season.
Going into this, I was going to say 3 wins, but I convinced myself on the 4th one. I did.
When I wrote my list down yesterday, I actually had us at 6 wins, and then I was like, that's too much. It's too much, Tommy. Just give me 5. Like, I have to cap myself at 5. I have to, man. It's just too much of a leap to more than double your victory. Like, that would 5 wins would more than double the last 2 years.
Yeah, so. five wins would be more wins than we've had in 2 years combined.
Yes, it would be insane. Enormous. Well, fun. All right. Well, that's our prediction, Chad. We're gonna hold to them. You can't change them unless something crazy happens.
I'll lock that in.
I think we will have a fun offense. I'm excited to see our offense. I hope the defense just. I don't know. Defense, man. I hope Barry Odom can work some magic. That's what we got to hope for. I'm excited about Jalen Catalon. He's going to be my dude. Jalen Catalon is my dude next year. Love Jalen Catalon.
They'll be okay on offense.
And, of course, I love Rakeem Boyd. I can't help it. He's my guy. I really love Rakeem Boyd. It's getting weird, Chad. Really do. Every time I see him, it makes me happy. I need, like, a fat Rakeem. Head of Rakeem, man. He's my guy. I love Rakeem.
That would be cool.
All right. Any more predictions for football, Chad? Are you good?
I think that's it. That's all that I have. You'll see a little bit of KJ Jefferson. I feel like you'll see the field.
Maybe. I could throw him in some packages. Yeah. Let's move on to basketball.
Oops.
I don't have a lot of predictions. You know, I don't even think the non-conference schedule is all out yet. So you tell me, Chad. You just throw out some stuff. Let's just talk. Let's talk a little basketball. Let's see what we think. I have one bold prediction for me, I think.
I already know what your one prediction is. I guarantee I know what it is. Can I guess it?
Yes, please.
You're going to say they're going to make the Sweet 16. Nope.
No.
You say they're going to make the tournament.
I don't think that's bold, Chad. Mm. Ooh.
The Sweet 16 part or the tournament part?
Sweet 16.
Oh, stop it.
Not bold.
Okay. Well,
we're already being picked by every media member as a top 25 team for next year, Chad.
That doesn't matter. All right.
It doesn't, but this is where I'm at. It just shows what the consensus of the respect. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. I get it. But Humble Beast is gone.
Are we going to be better? We gotta get a point guard. We gotta get a point guard. That's bad, Chad. Yeah. We don't have a point guard.
I know. I mean,
we don't have one. None.
Well, I mean, there's some freshmen, but there's
Devo,
two freshmen.
I think maybe KK. I think Devo is your point guard, right?
KK and Devo are. Maybe Jalen saw the writing on the wall. I don't know.
Maybe.
Here's what's gonna happen, Tommy. They're going to the tournament. They're gonna finish top 4 in regular season SEC. I know this isn't bold, but
top four,
just like in regular season play in SEC standings. Like they'll be 4th, which will be good. But they're going to win the SEC tournament.
Oh, that's really bold. I would never make a prediction like that, Chad.
That is an outrageously bold.
Yes,
prediction.
Way too many unpredictable factors. There's way too much living now and then to predict that. But you did it. I'm not bold enough to do that. That's insane. That's borderline insanity.
They'll be 4th in SEC, like right next to in the final standings. And then they're going to win it.
That sounds
going to be incredible.
That sounds nice.
And then they'll make the Sweet 16 and lose.
I'm okay with that. That sounds great. I love that.
It's going to be a fun season.
That sounds great. My bold prediction, Chad. Here it is. I could be so wrong on this, but this is my bold prediction.
Connor Vanover is going to stink.
Nope. Our star, the dude who we rely on most. I think Isaiah Joe is a given, okay? He will obviously be the one that people talk about. But the true star, like the guy, the Mason Jones of this year, so to speak, it won't be like this, Moses Moody. I don't know if that's bold, but that's what I think happens next year. I think Moses Moody comes on this team, takes it over, and becomes a Moses Moody team next year. I think Sills is still a role player. I think Isaiah Joe is still a shooter. It's hard, though, because we have so many shooters on the team. Like, we have potentially Isaiah Joe, which I guess it seems like he's not going at this moment.
I don't know.
Because I don't know why he wouldn't have announced yet, but maybe he's still waiting. I don't know. He'll probably announce tomorrow when I release this. but we've got Joe. We've got Desi Sills, who's basically a shooting guard. We have JD Notte, who's a shooting guard. We have Moses, who's basically a shooter. Like, we have too many shooters, I feel like, on the team. But I still think Moses finds his way, becomes our dude. He is the star, so to speak. Doesn't necessarily mean he scores the most points. I think Isaiah Joe is just your obvious choice there. But Moses, he's the dude. Circle him.
I think Jalen Williams is going to have a bigger impact than Moses is going to have this next year on the team.
I don't think Jalen plays much.
I don't think you play much. How is he not going to play much? He's the biggest, well, outside of Connor, he'll be the biggest guy we got.
He'll be the guy that comes in behind Connor to spell Connor.
Oh, come on. He is the Arkansas Gatorade.
It'll be
men's basketball.
It's going to be Vanover and Henderson starting the game.
Oh, no.
And Henderson will be our rebounder. Because Vanover will be down there getting rebounds on offense. Henderson will be our dude. And then we'll have to have three other. We need a point guard and two shooters. It'll probably be Desi, Joe, and then the point guard. But I just really think Moses finds his way into something special next year.
If Joe returns. No, Vanover will start the season starting, and then he's going to be riding the bench. Jalen's going to replace him.
Ooh, man, that'd be fun. That sounds awesome, actually. I'd love that. Man, that's bold. You think you're really high on Jalen. I'm proud of you. You love Jalen.
Have you seen Jalen play?
A little bit. I've watched his Jalen. It's hard to. I just seen his short highlight videos. That's basically all I've seen. I wish I could see more. He seems very highly thought of. He looks like who's the guy that sings "All of Me Loves"?
John Legend.
Yeah, he reminds me of John Legend. He does. Just a big basketball John Legend. Maybe, what if that's his? What if his nickname is like Jalen Legend? I'd like that. Jalen Legend.
It should be
the legend.
He's got some nice post moves. He's got a nice jumper. I'm excited about it. I'm all in on Jalen.
You love the big guys. You love the Reggie Chaneys and those type of bodies. You like the big. What do you call that? A power forward? What do you call that?
Yeah. I mean, Arkansas needs one so bad. They needed Reggie Chaney this past year. I'm surprised he hasn't
I know
he's transferred.
I know he's got to be going, but maybe he's not.
Maybe he's not. That'd be
shocking to me. That's shocking to me.
Yeah, that is.
It makes no sense that he would stay.
The fact that Jalen transferred and Reggie didn't.
So odd.
Just weird.
That is weird. It's one of those Arkansas things where it's like the dude who obviously has the starting role, like he was the point guard, transfers out, and the dude who probably wasn't going to be the starter stays. You know, it's one of those, but.
Don't get it.
Got two transfer slots, Chad. I think Isaiah Joe stays at this point. I think we bring in two transfers. I bet we bring in, got to bring in a point guard. Got to. We have to bring in a point guard.
Is KK, is he ready? Think he's ready?
No, not yet. I think we got to bring in a point guard. We're going to bring in a grad transfer point guard. And I don't know if we get another big guy in. I think we've been trying to, but I could see us doing a has to sit big guy. But I don't know.
Isn't there a grad transfer led the country in rebounding
from like last year Quinnipiac or something like that? The school,
yeah, he led JUCO.
He's not on the table anymore. There's been quite a few guys that we offered who've basically gone somewhere else or whatever, committed somewhere else. He's one of them. There's most of them actually that kind of had a little bit of buzz have turned out to be duds so far. So I think there's really no way to predict which one we get. I think we're going to be shocked, or it's just going to be like, oh, okay, that's the guy. No big deal. Hopefully he's good. Just be a guy.
Yeah.
You know,
we put some pretty big predictions out there.
I'm trying to think of boldest prediction, what I would consider to be the boldest one you said. I think, what did I say was bold? Just, what was it? The Sweet 16 thing? No, maybe. Oh, it was winning the SEC tournament. The SEC. That is the biggest. Yeah. That is bold. That is bold, yeah. Chad. Woo.
Yeah, it's a dumb. Bold. It's a dumb one. It's a dumb pick. But
hey, I love it.
When it happens, it's not going to be so dumb.
I can't ever do bold picks. All of mine are always semi, just kind of thoughts that if you keep counting them all as one, they become kind of bold. But it's really not. I'm terrible at bold picks. I stick my finger out just a little bit and keep doing that enough that hopefully it counts for something. But I'm feeling good about Moody.
Six wins in a football season for us would have been bold. Even five wins is bold in my opinion.
Well, I'm at five.
That's bold.
The bad thing is I think that's going to be like the baseline for most Hog fans. I think that they're just going to be too excited. Like I would be pumped if we got to five. Right. But I don't think most... I'm sure it depends on how it happens. I think that Missouri game, if we can pull out a cool victory in that Missouri game, it'll be great. That'll be fun. Hopefully we do. Well, all right, people. As Chad and I mentioned, let us know. Give us our feedback. We want it. We want to know what you want from us. We want to know who you are. Those are the two things.
That's right.
I've got a lot of ideas. A lot of ideas. You know, one idea that I'm kind of excited about, I don't know if we'll pull it off or do it, but hopefully we do, is rewatching the 1994 championship game. Basketball, of course, and doing some fun stuff with that, doing some reactions to it, maybe some play-by-play stuff. It should be fun. That's one idea. But yeah, the main thing is we don't want to give you just be one more resource of just the same old content. We want it to be fresh. We want it to be interesting. We want it to be something you want to hear. So let us know what interests you most, what you think Chad and I can give you. We are here to give.
And yeah, and if you want more guests, tell us who your favorite guest was. I'd like to know that. Who's been the best guest we've had?
Yeah, we can keep bringing on our friends. Our friends are easy to get on. They're very nice. It's harder to get more famous people on, but you'd be shocked at who you can get. It's not the end of the world. You just got to keep trying. Got to keep pushing them. Eventually they say yes or they don't and they never get back to you. It's fine. Just keep pushing, you know? We've reached out to plenty of people and they haven't responded. It's okay. It's what it is. So, you know, we'll just keep going. But yeah, let us know. Chad likes yests. I think Chad is a guest guy.
I'm a guest guy.
And I'm like, I like the fun ideas. I like coming up with stupid stuff for us to do, like a Space Jam schoolyard pick'em of the best characters from Space Jam. That's kind of my style. but we should have some fun stuff. You just let us know what interests you. Maybe more hockey. Hockey's really one I want to hear about because I don't know if we have a unique hockey group here or not. You know, I don't want to give something that you're not there, but there is so much potential for hockey coverage. I'm just telling you. I think we could have coaches, players. You know, they're not NCAA, so I think that we might could even get players on the podcast if we wanted. Not positive on that. You can't get NCAA players on a podcast, yeah, in theory, unless you schedule it through the U of A athletic department. That ain't happening. They do those on campus. Only certain people can get those. But I'm wondering if the hockey team would be different. So we could explore that. I think there's a lot of opportunity in hockey. So you just let me know.
I think you got something on that.
All right. We'll see.
Good idea.
Well, all right, people. Y'all stay safe. Wash your hands. Be away from people.
Wash your hands. That's right.
And that's it. Y'all have a great week. Talk to you in a while. How about that? We'll talk to you in a while. Not next week, but in a while. All right. Woo big.
Woo big.
Thank you for listening to Hard to Be Humble. Every ounce of support you give us is greatly appreciated. We can't thank you enough for tuning in with us today. Go now and follow the show on Twitter at @humble_podcast and on Instagram at @hardtobehumblepodcast. And if you'd like to have any of your thoughts, ideas, opinions, or concerns heard on the show, you can leave a voicemail or text our dedicated phone number at 615-392-0107. Hog calls are especially encouraged. And finally, never forget, as the late, great Mac Davis taught us so long ago, it can be really hard to be humble, especially if you're an Arkansas Razorback fan. Go Hogs!